Hello.
Hi, Ms. Reynolds. It's Allison with Family First Care. How are you?
Okay.
I just wanted to check in on you and Justin. Is it a good time?
Yeah. Yeah.
How is everything going? Did Justin have his second appointment?
Yes, he did. But
beautiful.
The problem is, when I called, because they want it in 5 days, everything in 5 days, okay?
Yeah.
Well, Justin's in the hospital again. Okay?
Oh, I'm so
Three
sorry.
Three times in 2 months, less than 2 months, okay?
Okay.
So, I need my Social Security, and he needs his. My son Travis took our Social Security cards. Also, Justin needs ID. I said, can I give him the ID that he has that's expired? He goes, no, it's got to be up to date. Okay. Then they said, I need 5 years worth of bank statements.
Yeah.
Okay. 600 for me, 600 for him. I don't have money like that. I don't have it.
No, I know. Did you get anything in the mail? So there is a way to waive the charge of bank statements, either if you can go online or if you received any mail that's requesting those documents, or I can get in touch. Let me see.
Yeah, the bank wants me to pay 600 for me and 600 for him.
That's ridiculous.
The
I'm
person,
not having you do
the
that.
The person, right. The person that sent me this and it put it off for 60 days, you know, they didn't call me until last week, the bank.
Okay.
And tell me this.
Okay. So what I can do is I can reach out to Ms. Castellano, who is your caseworker, yours
okay.
and Justin. She's covering.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm going to see if I'm going to notify her that they're charging you. What bank do you use?
CACL, Federal Credit Union.
Got it. Oh, that's why it's the credit union.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to see if she can send me, there's like a specific type of paper she can send me requesting that they can waive the fee because it is for medical assistance for low income.
Yeah.
So you guys should not have to pay for that. So I'm going to work on that. Is there anything else? So you guys have had that bank account open for the last 5 years?
Oh, yeah. I've had it over 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
So I'll work on that, and once I get an update from Ms. Castellano on how we can move forward with that, I can give you a call back, okay?
Okay, because I only have, I believe, 30 days more, because my
okay.
wife didn't call me until almost 4 weeks later.
I know.
It's almost a month. I don't understand. So, they never called me. I called them, and I said,
I know.
It could be in my email, this and that, and oh, they need to call and verify it. You know, it's going around in a circle. I feel that's how I feel. You know,
okay.
I need help.
Yeah.
Like, I fell 2 times yesterday.
Okay.
Okay. Trying to clean the litter box. So I'm trying to find somewhere that somebody will take my cat. I got somebody to take the bird. Somebody will take the turtle. So I'm trying to, you know, bring it down.
Get this help. Yeah.
Kind of
you have
so
a lot going on.
To get together.
Okay.
So
and I'll handle this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Worry about Justin. I'm going to put this. I'm going to input this to Ms. Castellano, and I'm going to touch base and see how I can assist you guys with this. And if we have to, I will three-way call the bank with you. I will request everything. I'll do anything I can to help you. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to get an update
really
from her.
Justin was really ill this time, real bad.
Oh.
He was going into like seizures.
Yeah.
And I was begging Crisis to come out. Please help him. Please help him. Oh, he's got wanting to kill himself and kill you and this and that. Well, I sat on the night that he put on the couch. My whole house is all over the place.
Yeah.
I cleaned the products, everything. He was so bad this time.
Aww.
And he was going into seizures.
Yeah.
Like his eyes were coming up in his head and his head be shaking and stuff. Like, I got a big scratch on my butt here, my whole leg, from the knife.
Oh.
I didn't even know the knife was there. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It
yeah, I'm
going to
let them know that he's in the hospital as well.
Yeah, he's really bad. He's really
okay.
bad.
So yeah, what we'll okay, do is, so yeah, we'll work on this for both of you. I'm going to focus on your application. I'm not putting his on hold. We're going to work on his as well, but just because he is in the hospital, they'll give him a little leniency. But I'm going to touch base with the county and just give them this update, and then we can move forward from there, how they advise.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll be in touch with you.
Money. I don't have to go through all this, you know?
I wish I had money, you know? What? You're what?
It's horrible. I wish I had money, so I don't have to.
Oh, no, I know. That's what I'm here for.
I almost died when you said 5 years. I said, what?
It's,
then I called the bank, and they didn't say nothing to me.
Yeah,
so that was going to be free, they told me.
They request a five-year look back, but the last 3 years of it is semi-annual, which means that you only have to hand in 2 months out of those. For those 3 years. So for those 3 years, only January and July, which is only 6 statements.
The rest
is you have to hand in every single month for 2025 until 2023. For those 2 years is like technically the full look back, but for the three, you only have to hand in two.
Yeah.
So I'll work on that. I'm going to see how she can request that from the bank, and then I'll give you a call back once, it'll probably be by Monday, Tuesday latest, just to get an update from her, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate all your help. I mean,
you're very welcome. Of course. No, I'm on this. I promise.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Of course. Thank you for your time. Okay. We'll be in touch.
Yeah. Have a nice day, hon.
You too. Give Justin my best. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.